This is Morning Edition. I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. Illinois lawmakers are working on a measure to make the ads you see on streaming services quieter. Commercials on broadcast and cable TV have had volume requirements since 2012 when the Calm Act took effect. It says ads can't be louder than the programming they're part of. But those rules don't apply to YouTube, Hulu, or other streamers. Democratic State Senator Mike Halpin of Rock Island is a sponsor. He says this should be a nationwide effort.
My personal belief is that I think Congress should act and make sure that this is law in all 50 states, but we need to do our part when Congress doesn't act, and so that's why I'm proud to be here, to make sure that Illinois is a state that protects consumers in this way.
If passed, the measure would take effect in July of next year. It now moves to the full Senate for consideration. A WBEZ analysis found deep-pocketed cryptocurrency and artificial intelligence groups have so far funneled $8 million into Chicago-area congressional races. A good chunk of that is going toward attack ads. Mawa Iqbal has more.
Fairshake is a super PAC that supports pro-cryptocurrency candidates. The group is paying for TV ads and mailers against State Senator Robert Peters. He's running for Congresswoman Robin Kelly's 2nd District seat. Peters voted last year to give the state regulatory power over cryptocurrency.
We knew that they were upset about that because, you know, they don't want any regulation as they rip off poor black people on a regular basis.
The pro-AI group Think Big has spent millions propping up Peters' opponent, Jesse Jackson Jr. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
State historic sites in Springfield are hosting a series of special events this month, including evening tours, family programs, educational workshops, and the launch of the annual Spring Break History Comes Alive programming. Highlights this month include the new historic site's Volunteer Expo, a Spring Break program developed in partnership with Visit Springfield at the Old State Capitol State Historic Site, and the Women's History Month chair exhibit presented in partnership with Wooden It'd Be Lovely, on display at the Dana Thomas House State Historic Site through April 15th. For more information about the programs, reservations, and ticketed events, visit the Springfield Historic Site's website or wsiu.org.